This is the NCARB podcast, where you get an inside look at licensure, regulation, and the initiatives shaping the future of architectural practice. I'm your host, Andy McIntyre, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at NCARB. And this season, we're diving into Pathways to Practice, NCARB's multi-year effort to rethink how architects become licensed.
Architecture is the hardware to the software of life, right? It is fundamentally about that interaction, and it makes life easier if we have a built environment that works.
Across 8 episodes, we'll explore how licensure got to where it is today and where it needs to go next. We talk with architects, educators, regulators, and NCARB leaders about education, experience, and the exam, and why each of those pillars is evolving.
And that portion of school where you go from conceptual to real is also really challenging. It's not something you're really gently moved into. It's kind of like you're doing something that's flowy and crazy, and all of a sudden, wait, you actually have to make this work.
You'll hear how the NCARB competency standard was developed, how research is shaping future licensure models, and what a more flexible, competency-based approach could mean for candidates from a wide range of backgrounds.
So we've seen that in our data as the number of reciprocal licenses starts to decrease a little bit, but that number of individuals who are licensed holds steady.
We also tackle the big questions. Why does licensure look the way it does today? Where do candidates face the biggest barriers? And how can we expand access without lowering standards?
Not everybody fits into the same mold. And so having different pathways to licensure, I think, is really important.
Whether you're a licensure candidate, an educator, a firm leader, or a regulator, this season offers clarity, context, and transparency into one of the most important conversations facing the profession.
Does this requirement to complete all divisions of the exam place an unfair burden on any one group or other?
This is Pathways to Practice, only on the NCARB podcast. Please follow the link in the show notes, subscribe now, and join us as we explore the future of architectural licensure.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Jessica, one third of She Builds Podcast. Today is our anniversary. The time was August 4th, the year 2020. Three friends clicked publish on our very first episode 4 years ago today. We want to give many thanks to all of our supporters, friends, family, partners, and team that make the show what it is. When we tell you this is a labor of love, it truly is. We wouldn't have it any other way. As in true B-Day fashion, we have a charrette in store for you. We say that every charrette is special, but this one is really special. One, it's coming out today on our birthday. Second, the three of us, myself, Norgidi, and Lizzie, were all together to record this charrette live. No closets, all on the same time zone, same room. And this was when we were all together for the AIA conference A24 in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. We were there with our podcast fam, Gable Media, the awesome network that brings you some of your favorite shows like Entree Architect, Spaces, which y'all should check out the new season, by the way. It's out now. And other shows like Tangible Resonance, and you're probably familiar with cool people that are a part of Gable Media like Jeff Echols and Sharice Lakeside, Sandra Little, you know, just to name a few. So if you don't know what Gable is, like, what are you doing? Well, anyway, this is not the point of this disclaimer. The disclaimer is that while we were at the conference, Gable put on a mixer, and this is where we recorded our live charrette. And so for this charrette, this is what we're bringing to you. That live recording from that night at A24 at the Gable Media Mixer. So like I said, it was live and it sounds live. Okay, like, so this is my disclaimer to you all. There's only so much that our tech guru, John W., can do to fix what's going on in the background, because we were recording in a bar with 50 plus people. So we are where we are. But needless to say, the conversation was amazing between the three of us. We talked about our 24 facts about us and our show. So learn some tidbits. We played a little game because, you know, we love our games. But yeah, we hope you enjoy it, and happy birthday to us. You know, we didn't think we would get this far or do as much as we have been able to do in these past 4 years, but I know that we're very grateful for every bit of it, and we're so thankful and blessed to have y'all for the ride. So just want to say happy birthday to us. Love you, chicas, and thank you all for listening. All right, JW, Cue the music. Hello, 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 everybody. We are live. The She Builds Podcast ladies at Taffer's Taverns Hall. Woo! Our bar. All right. We are so pumped to be here. Live recording. The three of us together.
Yeah.
Not in our closets.
All in one place.
All it in one place. All in one time zone.
Yeah. The time zone is really key.
Really key.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're not in front of us having a drink, I'm Jessica Rogers, based out of Miami, Florida, but currently here in Chinatown with my three besties. We got Nerjiri in the middle and Lizzie at the end.
Hi, I'm Nerjiri Rivas. I am one third of She Builds Podcast, usually based out of Houston, but today I am in D.C.
Woo! And I'm Lizzie Rahr. Normally coming to you from San Francisco, but all the way on the other side of the country here in D.C. today.
Yeah.
And we're very excited to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. So typically, you know, we're in our closets and we tell the stories of the untold stories of women in the AC industry. But we're here. Nerjiri, can you tell the people what we typically do when we're not at a bar?
Started.
Well, yeah, I would love to tell people how we got started.
Let's start there from the beginning.
From the beginning. Yeah, so I wanted to listen to our show. I wanted to learn more about women architects in the field in history, women that have passed away, because I realized that I knew a lot about Frank Lloyd Wright and all these other guys that I'm not going to mention.
But Le Corbusier.
Le Corbusier. Too much about Le Corbusier, if I'm going to be honest. But I could, with one hand, count how many women we learned about in history class at architecture school.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be fun to do a podcast since I couldn't find one like that already. Yeah. And I had a friend that told me that that sounded like a limited series. So I decided, let's do this. And I invited Jessica and Lizzie individually because I didn't want to do it by myself. And I am so thankful that they both said yes, because it makes the show what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, Jessica, you can tell the people the structure of our show.
All right. So the structure of our show. At the beginning, we start with a story of a woman that had that worked in the industry in the past. And then our second half is our way to kind of bring it back to the present. So we have the caryatid is what we call it. It's someone that's living today, holding up the profession, just like as a caryatid would do in Greek architecture. So yeah, we've been doing it for 3 years. It'll be 4 years this August.
Woo!
We have recorded over 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Limited series, my butt. Killing it. So Lizzie, tell us why we're here.
Why we're here tonight.
Tonight.
Yes. Okay, so Taffer's Tavern, we're here because Gable Media is having a mixer event, which maybe you can hear it in the background. Who knows?
Good
but
time.
The people are here. They're mixing, they're mingling.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. We're having a great time.
Ale and architects are being had.
Right, yes. but Gable Media was one of the first people, or like Mark, like was one of the first people to reach out to us when we launched our podcast and
offered us support.
Yeah, Mark and Demetrius offered for us to be part of Gable Media, and we've really enjoyed the people that we've been able to connect with there, and just like widening our audience. And it's just fun to have other podcasts too that are sort of talking about other things in architecture and kind of can talk through those things. So
yeah, it's a
that's why we're here tonight, because Gable Media is throwing this event and we're live recording from it. So
here, atmosphere.
How fun.
The atmosphere.
Yeah. And it's also, just FYI, fun fact, the AIA conference.
Also that.
Yes.
Yeah.
that's also why we're here.
I left that out, but yes.
No, it's just a little fun fact.
You know, fun fact, AIA conference.
Yeah.
That's why we're all here.
Washington, D.C.
It's my first time.
Yes, Nerjiri.
It's my first time at an AIA conference.
Yes.
It's been kind of fun.
fun.
It's been fun. Yeah. Only day one.
I feel like Nirjiti's really in her element at conference.
Oh, in her
element. I gotta say, yeah.
I keep saying this, but I don't know.
She doesn't think so, but she is.
You fake it.
Doing all the things. Expo floor, all over it.
I'm just energized by all the people that we meet and like all the people that are doing such great work and how we could all help each other. That really like
it's inspiring.
Yeah, she gets excited about it.
So I just want to feed off of it and then go to sleep and then do it again.
And then like finding new product on the expo floor, she's like, oh, I gotta go to here. I gotta go here. Like,
and that one's giving away ice cream. And that one's giving away plants.
That ice cream,
the ice cream was good. Yeah.
The ice cream was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
So should we do 24 facts?
Yes.
Yeah, so, we put together a little game.
Well, a little factual.
A game about us.
Yes.
More about us.
More about us. More you don't know us. Enough.
Yeah.
So in honor of A24, 2024, we are going to share 24 facts about us.
The podcast.
The podcast.
Or like us as friends.
Yeah.
Us as friends.
Yeah.
All right. So Nirjiti,
I'll start.
You kick it off.
Yeah. All right. So for those that don't know, number one, my favorite color has been black since 1995.
You remember the day?
It was.
You remember the day?
Because you remember the year.
Yeah. You know what?
That's like real specific.
It's real specific.
I do remember the year because it was kindergarten. It was a sunny day.
Oh, it was a sunny day.
She was that child.
She was like, I need more darkness on this sunny day.
No, it was a good day, but the teacher asked everybody, like, what are your favorite colors? Write it down.
Energy in
and
her
I
corner.
Was the only weirdo
who wrote black.
Yeah.
And I stick to my guns. I've liked it ever since.
So you're saying it's not just because you're an architect?
Heck no. I'm an original
spirit. Like, subconsciously.
She was meant to be an architect.
I was.
Yeah.
Like, if she could, she was born with the round glasses, you know? She could have.
I'm wearing them now.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Another fun fact is that I'm afraid of heights.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Common. Yes.
Yeah.
True.
I actually talked myself into that.
What do you mean?
I don't know, like one day I felt like I was afraid of heights and then all of a sudden I was. And I've tried to talk myself
out of it. Can you talk out of it?
And it hasn't worked.
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't like roller coasters.
I do remember that.
I don't like looking out the window when the airplane is taking off.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you fly?
With their eyes closed.
I just do. I have to. Yeah.
Do you have to sit in the aisle seat?
No, but I... Oh, yeah. No, I don't have to, but I like sitting on the aisle seat because...
For that reason.
I can stretch.
Oh, I thought it was so that you're not near the heights.
No, I've always liked the aisle seat.
Oh, okay.
Well. Yeah. More fun facts. This is so fun.
So much fun.
It's fun for me.
Hope everyone else thinks it's so much fun.
I don't think that...
They will when they listen to this.
Later.
Maybe. So... Jessica and I were partners in studio when we were in Florence. Fourth year. Yeah. And then we tried to be partners for thesis, and the Syracuse School of Architecture said no. They didn't buy into two architects sharing their thesis project.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
I can remember.
Yeah. I forgot about that part.
They were like, no, we only have individualists here.
Well, they were like, no partnering, even though in the real world...
Everyone partners. It's a team effort in the real world, but here we don't play with the real world.
Maybe they thought this is your last chance to do something by yourself.
I guess.
Take advantage of it. Maybe that was
I think maybe a professor might have told us that too. But we were like, no, we don't want to do that. But okay, fine, whatever.
We're realists.
Yeah.
And my last fact is that I played tennis as a child, and now I like playing pickleball. So if you're out there and you like pickleball, we can play.
Great.
If you're in Houston, follow us at Shebo's Podcast, Instagram. Just send us a little comment. Let's play pickleball. We'll set something up.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right, I'll go with a few about myself next.
Yes.
So I have a phobia of needles. I did not talk myself into it. It has been innate in me from the beginning. Like, it's a no-go for me in any scenario. The fact that I have pierced ears is honestly a miracle. I spent half an hour in a Claire's when I was 19 years old, crying, deciding if I could actually get my ears pierced. And I told them they had to do them at the same time, or I was only going to have one pierced ear. So
tell them about the whole, like, process of getting vaccinated?
Oh, it's, I mean, I have to take anti-anxiety meds. I have to bring a buddy. It's like a whole thing. It's very elaborate.
You need a buddy.
Yeah. I've been getting better, though. I went on my own the last time. I'm growing, guys.
Growth. Growth.
Okay, but another thing, I'm a real geography nerd.
Yes.
I love a map. But also, like, I know all the countries in the world.
Yep.
Which Nerjity was shocked by, which I thought you already knew that.
Well, I didn't know that you knew exactly where they were.
Yeah.
She would win with the shapes of the countries and the flags.
Yes.
Oh, and
like,
the
we
flags.
Would play games.
Yeah. So, got like, it. I love, if in trivia, geography, like, you want me on your team kind of
well,
thing.
Lizzie yeah. and I live together in our...
Oh, in the shower curtain.
Our shower curtain.
The world map. That's why I love that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I feel like I've said this on a couple other podcasts, but, like, I hiccup one time randomly throughout the day.
And it's a weird
all the
one.
Time. It's like, my coworker calls it hiccup Tourette's, and I would say that's the, that is like an accurate description of it, because it's a single hiccup, it's not the hiccups, and it just happens randomly throughout the day.
Does
but it doesn't
hurt?
Really sound like a hiccup, which is what really throws people off.
Yes.
Does it hurt you?
It does not hurt me. And Nerjity asks every time, does
so
it hurt?
I had to.
It doesn't.
I have to ask again.
It does not hurt.
Okay, good.
I was a child gymnast for 10 years, so that's like a random fun fact. I still love gymnastics. I am following the lead up to the Olympics, let me tell you.
Nice.
It's exciting. Woo. Simona's back, guys.
Yes.
All right.
What was your favorite trick to do? Or
I did like beam and floor the best. I hated bars.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So. Okay, fun fact, in college, I lived with Jessica and I lived with Nerjity, but the two of them never lived together. So they were never roommates, but I was roommates with both of them at various times. So.
You're a great roommate.
What?
You're a great roommate.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
You're yeah. welcome.
Yes, I like yes. to think I am.
I would live with you again.
Oh, that's a high praise.
Actually, you know, that's true. If I had to live with another, again, with a roommate, it'd be Lizzie.
Oh. I love it.
She's the winner.
She bakes.
I
she
do.
Cooks.
I love
she
to
cooks.
Bake. Yeah,
she
and
cooks.
I cook.
So good.
Yeah.
I've learned
a lot
so
of
much.
Benefits.
Yeah. The map shower curtain. I learned.
I learned.
great roommate.
She does teach. Like, she tried to teach me to cook. Mm. So one day she told me, we're gonna make chicken marsala today, and we opened the fridge and there was no chicken and there was no marsala. So
we made white wine pork.
We made white wine pork. But on my, so I had like a little cookbook of things that Lizzie taught me,
mm-hmm.
and in my little recipe book it still says chicken marsala.
Is the title of that notebook things Lizzie taught me?
No, it's called Nerjity's recipe book.
Oh, okay.
That would be great.
But most of it is
things
what
that Lizzie
taught
me.
Yeah. Like the carbonara.
Oh.
So good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't make it, but my husband does, following your recipe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What about you, Jessica?
Okay, so facts about myself. I've also shared this, I think, that I'm allergic to eggs. So, yeah, those devil eggs over there, I'm not eating them. Yeah, but it's fine. I've been born with this allergy.
She doesn't know any different.
I don't know any different. I used to get hives. Now I get a stomach ache.
But you can still have baked goods with eggs.
I can have baked goods.
It's mixed with flour.
Yeah. But no custards, no meringues.
Flan.
And what's interesting to me is that I'll look at something and my body's like, don't eat it.
That's nice.
That's got eggs. And I can't tell, but if it's yellow looking, it's just like, my body's like, nope.
The body knows.
My body knows.
The body always knows.
Okay, talking about fears, I'm afraid of lightning.
Lightning?
You know how people are like, thunderstorms, ooh. So my body tenses up. And I've fainted once.
What?
I didn't know that.
I did not know that about you.
Yeah, I try to hide it because, you know, I'm in public, but my body, like, it just like...
Because I'm in public.
And it's lightning, thunder, lightning.
It's like the combination of both.
I love
because
a thunderstorm.
The flash of lightning, so the time that I fainted, it was because I was at home and lightning struck really close and it shook the house.
Oh.
And the way that I know that it shook the house is because a light bulb fell. The light bulb fell and I fell right after. because I was on the float. I was like, no.
That's when you fainted?
That's when I fainted.
Oh, oh wow.
Yep. So in my sleep music thing, thunder and lightning is not, a thunderstorm is not.
That's so funny. Yeah. Because now that I live in California, we don't have thunderstorms in California. They like don't exist.
That was part of my pro list. If I was gonna move.
For me, it's a con. I didn't realize how much I miss thunderstorms. So every time I come back east, I'm always like hoping there's a thunderstorm. Like it was on the forecast this week, and I was like, maybe it'll happen.
No, I don't like it. I get real uncomfortable.
I don't like thunder.
I don't like both.
Yeah. I love thunder.
No, because there's something about the light flash and the I'm getting sweaty thinking about it.
Let's move on. What's the next fact?
Okay, so when I was little, I wanted to be a mermaid. Not the mermaids that you see like now with the two. Like I wanted to be a mermaid,
legit mermaid.
Okay,
like a aerial status. Mermaid.
And then when I realized I can't grow into a mythical creature, you know. I was obsessed with basketball, and I wanted to be the next female version of Michael Jordan. I was like, I'm going to be him, but like the women version.
Yeah.
So I played basketball, but then I stopped growing. At some point, I was like the tall kid, but then I stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fitting because at the moment of this recording, game one of the NBA playoffs are playing. So that's happening. To put it into context,
who's playing?
It's Dallas and Boston.
Oh, go Dallas.
What's funny is that as a true Miami Heat fan, they did terrible this year. Well, I'll talk about it. But I have had my fair share of trash talking the fans of friends to the show, Dallas Mavericks fan, Joe Cannon. Shout out to Joe. Okay. Back in the day. Friend to the show, Joanne, Boston fan. Me and her, back and forth. Trash talking.
Nice.
All right. So, another fun fact that I don't think I talk about it enough is that in the third grade, I won an etiquette contest.
You did?
I did.
Because you're so fancy.
I did it. Why did I do it? I don't know. But I won first place. I got a piggy bank, a silver metal piggy bank. From Washington Mutual Bank.
Oh.
Does that exist today?
I don't know.
That sounds like a real bank.
It was at
one
point.
What were the requirements to win this etiquette contest? Huh? What were the requirements?
I just remember I had to remember a list of etiquette rules.
Do you still follow them?
I mean, somewhat. It's a third grade. Who remembers things from the third grade?
Did you list the things?
So it was kind of like a spelling bee. It was a list of a spelling bee.
So they asked you, like, what do you do in this situation?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah. Where does the knife go? Or, like, which knife do you pick it up?
It's just funny because, to me, you play by your own rules. So that's very funny that you won an etiquette contest.
Well, Lizzie, you got to learn the rules to break them.
That's right.
All right, so my last fun fact is that along with Nerdgity's, our partnership in college, we actually considered doing a firm outside of college, and it was going to be called Ere Cuadrado, or R Squared. So it's kind of cool that we're doing this podcast, but now
we could have been R Cubed, right?
We're R Cubed.
Yeah. No, we are.
We are R Cubed.
Yeah.
It's just branded as She Builds Podcast.
AKA She Builds Podcast.
In parentheses.
Right. So, Najee, do you have another
fact? Fun facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not at 24.
Okay. Thanks to R Cube or She Builds Podcast, I like the sound of my own voice. Yeah, some people think that's a bad thing, but...
I mean, I don't know if I like it, but it's my voice.
I'm used to it.
I've grown to like it. I used to really dislike it. Like, it sounds too high-pitched when I hear it coming out. Like, in my head, I sound deeper.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're in your head.
Yeah.
But now I like it. So thanks, Chivo's Podcast.
I'm glad you like it, because when I still listen to our show back, it's like, that's what I sound like.
Well, yeah.
No, but then also, like, why do I say it like that? Just whatever it is.
It's just how it goes.
It's just how it goes.
So, She Builds Podcast aired on August 4th, 2020, but the idea started in September of 2019.
That's right.
A long lead up.
It was a very long lead up. Actually, there are more than 5 recorded versions of our first episode.
Yes.
That's how long of a lead up it was.
We kept recording it. It kept sounding very bad.
It did.
And then one time we recorded it and like it sounded fine sound wise, but we were really low energy and we were like, guys, we got to do this again. Not good.
I forgot about that part.
Yes.
Yeah. Milka deserves better.
She really
she,
did.
She got good.
Yeah. She got better.
Episode 1. Listen to that. Let us know what you think.
Okay. I run the finances and the business side of She Builds Podcasts. Some might say I'm the minder.
Yes. The finder, the minder, the finder, and the grinder.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm the grinder because of our social media. Because I'm obsessed with social media. So I run the social media accounts for our podcast. So if you were to DM us or comment, it's me. You're talking to me.
Yeah.
But I do screenshot and share it with the girls.
She does.
That's right.
But you're talking to me.
Yeah.
So one fun fact that I love sharing because it's such a mind-blowing thing is that in our first year of podcasting, we spoke to a group of students in South Africa.
We did.
We went global.
Yeah. That was fun.
It was great.
We spoke with Tisetso.
Yes. Yes.
Hello, Tisetso. Hope you're doing well.
And her organization, GAS.
GAS. What was it? I should remember.
Are we at 24?
Yeah, that was 24 facts.
Well, there you go.
Congrats.
Fun stuff. But, you know, we've got some other things we can share. Lizzie, how many times have you been to a conference?
This is my second time.
Ooh.
First time was last year with you.
Yeah, yes, with me. In our podcasting era that we're still in. And Narjiti, this is your first time. We've talked about it a little bit, but what are your first impressions?
It's a lot of fun. Like I said, meeting people that are like-minded, that are so empowered by this profession. The keynote speaker this morning was so good.
So good.
Yeah, Arthur Brooks. His book sold out in 5 minutes. Like
everyone wants it.
It was really, really good. And all the talks that we've been to today, so inspiring. Yeah. So yeah, first impression, good stuff.
Positive.
Two thumbs up.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend. 4 stars because you could always do a little better.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay, I'd 5 stars.
Room
5 stars.
Room to improve.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Also, 4 stars because it's only day one.
That's also
true. We're waiting it out.
Room to grow.
Yeah.
Room to grow.
Yeah. You don't want to give them all. And then you'll be let down day two. Who knows?
Exactly. So maybe 4.9. How about that?
4.9.
Generous.
What about you? Who are the people that you've been incited to meet?
Okay, so I think that's the great thing about being here at Taffer's at this mixer is that I see all the people I want to meet. The Gable Media posse, Demetrius, and Mark, the new faces of Gable coming in, the fans of the show, Kurt and Jamie from Coffee. It's like a big like family reunion type stuff.
That's right.
And then I am excited to see and meet more fans and listeners to the show.
Yeah.
And the fan, the people that we are fans of.
Yeah.
As well.
I was so excited to meet Charisse.
Charisse.
Yeah.
We got to see Aya. These are people that I've DM'd.
Yes.
These are people that have DM'd us. These are people that we've met, but only seen them waist up. So to stand side by side and give them a hug is great. I love it.
I'm still excited to meet Jeff Eccles. I'm looking at him, but I haven't said hello.
She hasn't met him yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
waved
across.
After this.
Yep. All right. So we've shared 24 facts of ourselves and of the show. And now we go play a little game.
Yay!
Now, you know, typically in bars, you can play trivia. But we ain't doing that because
we're going to play a sort of trivia among us.
Among us.
Yeah.
Because the people can't hear us quite well.
The people can't hear us. They are too deep in the ale.
They're
part
just
of the Architects in Ale.
And they're in the networking.
They're networking.
Yeah. They're
mixing and mingling, as they should. You know?
As they should.
So they'll get a chance to listen back.
Yeah. Yes, so yes. What we're going to do is we're going to play a game amongst ourselves, like 21 questions, where we have to guess
20
something.
Questions.
Whatever. I swear I did not drink.
We are so sober right now.
So sober. So, yeah, 20 questions, but in honor of A24, it's going to be 24 questions.
Get an extra four.
Huh?
You get an extra four.
You get an extra four. So we're each going to take turns. We'll have a lady in mind from our show, and then the other two are going to
ask
questions. Yes or no questions.
Yeah. Okay. Who wants to go first?
Who wants to go first? Do you have a lady?
I have a lady in mind.
Okay, so you go.
Do you want to go?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, who wants to ask me a question?
All right. Well, we know she's a lady.
I think that's a given.
Is she an architect?
She is not.
I knew it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is she American?
She is.
Okay.
Am I supposed to say yes or no?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, you can say she is. It's affirmative.
Yeah. Just
am I allowed?
Positive or negative response.
Okay. Is she an engineer?
She is not.
Oh.
Is she a plumber?
No.
Oh. Are you keeping track? Okay, good, because I'm not. I lost count.
We're at four questions right now. You only have 20 more.
Okay, so is she your favorite?
She is not. Well, I mean, they're all my favorites.
No, but we know who your favorite is.
But she's not an architect, so she's not her favorite.
No, but...
You wasted a question.
No, no.
She knows what she's doing.
I see.
Strategy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
It's your turn. She's American. Is one of your ladies?
She is.
Did she... You asked if she was American.
She's American, and she's one of Nurjiti's ladies.
No, she's not American.
She is American.
She is American.
Yes.
But I thought she said she was international.
What?
Okay, people can't see that you're laughing. Okay.
What are you confused about, though? Like, what's going on?
I don't want to give away my strategy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, is she from our first season?
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of laughter going on.
Is that kind of laughter where
Jessica
it's silent?
Is so defeated.
Because it narrows it down by a lot.
Really?
100 episodes, only first season. She only did 3 in season 1.
Oh, you were hoping I was going to say yes.
Exactly. Then, like, cut it, like, boom, got it.
I know, yeah. I'm trying to like...
Demetrius said no pressure, but like, we can't be here all day.
I know, this is not fun for listeners if I don't have my questions ready. Okay,
Well, we're gonna cut this.
That's true, yeah. We can cut it out. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Great. Hi, Demetrius.
That's what editing is for. Yeah. Yes. That's what editing's for.
Yeah.
And this is free reign, right? We could be here...
Oh, no.
Is she from the 19th?
Okay, no, maybe
we're
not.
Being cut down.
The restaurant will close.
Oh, so. Okay. Is she from the 1900s?
Good question. Close your eyes.
Our eyes are...
Averted.
My eyes.
Averted. Research.
Define, is she from, like, was she alive?
Like, was most of her life during the 1900s, or like...
No.
Okay.
Ooh.
This got real hard.
Did she actually practice?
No.
Oh.
Wait, you think we can know who it is?
Okay, the bad part about this is that I know the story now, but I don't remember her name. which does not help this game.
If you can accurately tell me the story, I'll count it.
I have a couple more questions.
I have a, is she a nurse?
She is not.
Is she from your hometown?
She is.
I know.
But
I don't remember.
The mother of Houston?
It sure is. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Yeah, ding, ding, ding sound effect.
Ooh, I was worried about us for a minute there.
Yeah, me too.
How many questions did we get?
It was like 11 or 12.
Okay, that's you know, less than half.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, so Lizzie, do you want to go or do you want to keep, do you want me to go?
Well, I think we only have time for maybe one of us to go.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so do you have a lady?
I have a lady if you want. If you want to, I can go.
Okay.
Unless you have one that you really want to go for.
I could go either or. I like guessing.
Okay. All right, hit me.
Is she American?
Yes.
Is she one of your ladies?
Yes.
Is she from your current city?
No.
Is she from season one?
No.
Is she from your... Is she from Michigan?
Yes.
See? But like I said, I don't now... I know we have ladies in Michigan, but I don't remember any of their names right now.
Is she an architect?
Yes.
Does she design churches?
No.
Oh.
You're cheating.
It's okay.
Are you really looking? She is on our website, shebuildspodcast.com.
That's what it's for.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, come on now.
Come on.
So she's an architect. She's an architect and...
I feel like I'm giving you hints,
more than
but...
an architect. Yeah, don't give us hints.
Oh. An architect and...
Okay.
And she's from Michigan.
Yes.
Is she from the wild card season?
No.
Oh. I might have to bust out the phone.
Honestly, like,
check out our show notes.
Ask more questions.
Okay. Okay. So, did we ask if she was an architect? If she was an architect, and she's from Michigan. Was she part of your our hometown season?
No.
No. And it was your lady. Did she...
Is she Caucasian?
Yes.
Was she what?
Caucasian.
Well, there wasn't many international ladies from Michigan, right? My memory ain't that bad. I think I would have remembered that. Ooh, okay. You know, that is something about... did she practice or have a project in Syracuse?
No.
Okay, keep scrolling up. That ain't her. So the beauty of our website, shebuildspodcast.com, is that you can use the search button.
That's right.
So we just search Michigan.
Wow, we promote
keep scrolling,
nothing here.
That's not... Yeah.
We gotta do...
Okay. This is business, okay? This is what we do.
Is her name Florence?
Yes!
Yes!
Whoa. Good, because that is our episode.
Which
36.
Florence?
Florence Bell Robinson.
No.
Oh, snap. Wait, what?
Oh, wait. Does she design furniture?
Yes.
Florence, no!
Yay.
Wait, she was from Michigan? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
well, how did
Michigan.
I forget about that? Duh. Oh, my gosh.
Woo.
All right, well, we
this
should wrap it
fun.
Up.
We should
wrap it up. Ooh,
yeah.
That would be cool if we did that again.
Yeah, in another episode.
In another episode. Well, this has been fun. Thank you, Gable, for inviting us and ArchiCAD and all the sponsors of this mixer.
Letting us just talk.
Letting us just talk. I mean, that's why we are podcasters, right?
That's right. Yeah.
We love to talk. Now, ladies, any parting words? before we head out.
Just excited for the rest of the conference.
Yeah, I'm excited for the people I'm going to talk to here at the Gable Mixer.
That's right.
Yes, right now we are in between seasons.
Yes.
But we will be coming to you at the end of summer.
In the summer, yeah.
So we got some exciting plans.
Yeah, stay tuned.
All right. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, architecture enthusiast. Nikita Reed here, inviting you on an incredible journey through time and space with my podcast, Tangible Remnants. Historic preservation and sustainability? Let's go ahead right now and debunk the myth that they are opposites. In fact, they are two sides of the same coin, shaping our collective future.
In a work environment, it has been challenging because I've had to probably do more than double just to make sure that I quote unquote fit in. But the environments that have allowed me to do me on the front end, I've been extremely successful.
You look at all these PhDs, they've built that on the backs of our elders.
Absolutely.
What they consider themselves to be experts at is what they've worked with us to achieve.
I know we have to. We have to prioritize people before products and before place.
Join me as we unravel the stories of historic buildings shaped by the people of a specific era and often influenced by race and gender. These tangible remnants are windows into our past and guideposts for the future. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now to Tangible Remnants. Let's explore the interconnectedness of architecture, preservation, sustainability, race, and gender.